All right, here now. So now the guys just got to find a country where Bellagio chips are currency. Yeah, the guy stole the Bellagio chips. Was he thinking or what? What are you going to do with those? You know, it's like stealing a million in Chuck E. Cheese tickets. In other news, the Pope runs off with acrobatic troupe. That tops the headlines. Saw that one coming. House passes DADT, Senate DWTS. Dancing with the Stars, friends. The bills must be reconciled, of course. Sarah Palin condemns don't shoot, don't reload. President flies to carrier off the coast of Afghanistan to declare mission accomplished. Julian Assange takes down Time magazine for screwing him out of Man of the Year. Mark Zuckerberg named Avatar of the Year. In a security move, Facebook asked people to choose new birthdays for their passwords. New York Times blocked by the Air Force, apparently, because of no funnies. Much progress in Obamistan. Obamistan. Laying across the rails, President Obama says everything is right on track. Speaking of which, 11 tons of Mexican pot would have got here a lot quicker with high-speed rail. I'm just saying. A student who conned his way into Harvard gets spot on Obama economic team. Conned his way out of the economic team. That's pretty good. Harry Reid brings $1 trillion spending bill to floor. Floor collapses. He's going to have to reintroduce the Van Gogh version of that, you know, without the earmarks. What? Somebody say something? What was he? Larry King chains self to desk. Demands three more wives. Madoff, least popular baby name in 2010. The Mark Twain autobiography was lifted whole hog from Garrison Keillor. That's what he claims, anyway. As condition of release, Assange must use AOL. You have mail. The new Microsoft tablets are said to use chalk. Quite advanced. The Kentucky astronomer says his belief that stars revolve around Paducah cost him his observatory job. And that's a religious belief. Australian man and his dog separate, citing irreconcilable wooferences. Well, you try saying that. Freezing Florida temperatures force Anita Bryant up out of the ground. I toyed with not saying that. But Sarah Palin sought in Yogi Bear shooting. Bullwinkle Moose is also missing, by the way. And Rudolph is now red all over. Well, she's not a very good shot, actually, when it comes down. Paul McCartney sings Blackbird at the Apollo Theater in Harlem to muted reaction. I wonder if he did. I bet he did. I bet he did. Don't you think?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah. In Chicago, Rahm Emanuel cannot name the starting lineup of the 1961 Cubs. So he's in doubt. Vikings don't need no stinking quarterback. Or the Packers neither, I guess, when you think about it. So, but who says the center has to hike the ball to anybody? It's not in the rule book. Look it up. You could just keep it. Postal officials repeat it was not Brett Favre delivering mail naked. Of course, he does have a lot of time on his hands. It could have been. Michael Vick to marry dog in Australia. Twitter valued at $4 billion or $30 million per character. 140. Work it out. Do the math. Salvation Army finds 1.5 million in Bellagio chips and kettle. Consumer Group sues McDonald's over Hannah Montana toy bong Happy Meals. All the kids got them. Canadians very nice while stranded on highway. Okay. I'm just saying, they're very nice. No matter
yes,
what the condition.
Yes, of course they are.
And stranded in a white up. They were very nice. Michael Moore, Julian Assange's Secret Santa. Silvio Berlusconi wins no continents vote. Okay, and finally, a Wisconsin mailman goes nude postal. But that's it made sense because this way the dog's got nothing to hang on to. Well... A woman does not accept package. She just thought it was a little light. First, real question, what did he ring the doorbell with? That's all the news that is in for 2010. Happy Christmas and Merry New Year. Yes. Naturally, it would be in this.